们读创世纪第十一章。
We'll read Genesis chapter 11.
26节。
Verse 26.
他拉活到70岁，生了亚伯兰、拿赫、哈兰。
Now Terah lived 70 years and begot Abraham, Nahor, and Haran.
塔拉的后代记在下面，塔拉生亚伯兰、拿赫、哈兰，哈兰生罗德。
This is the genealogy of Terah. Terah begot Abraham, Nahor, and Haran, and Haran begot Lot.
哈兰死在他的本地加勒底的乌尔，在他父亲塔拉之先。
And Haran died before his father Terah in his native land in Ur of the Chaldeans.
亚伯兰拿赫各娶了妻，亚伯兰的妻子名叫撒莱，拿赫的妻子名叫密加，是哈兰的女儿。哈兰是密加和义家的父亲。
Then Abraham and Nahor took wives. The name of Abraham's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and the father of Ishka.
撒莱不生育，没有孩子。
But Sarai was barren. She had no child.
我们读第十二章。
We'll read chapter 12.
第四节
Verse 4
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁。
So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
亚伯兰将他妻子撒莱和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口，都带往迦南地去，他们就到了迦南地。
Then Abraham took Sarai his wife and Lot his brother's son and all their possessions, and they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan.
亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑地方摩利橡树那里，那时迦南人住在那地。
Abraham passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh, and the Canaanites were then in the land.
耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。
Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, "To your descendants I will give this land." And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him.
在那里，他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷。西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of his Lord, of the Lord.
十三章
Chapter 13.
亚伯兰带着他的妻子与罗德，并一切所有的，都从埃及上南地去。
Then Abraham went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him to the south.
亚伯兰的金银牲畜极多。
Abraham was very rich in livestock and silver and in gold.
他又从南地渐渐往伯特利去，到了伯特利和爱的中间，就是从前支搭帐篷的地方。
And he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been in at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai.
也是他起先筑坛的地方，他又在那里求告耶和华的名。
To the place of the altar which he had made there at first, and there Abraham called on the name of the Lord.
好，我们圣经就 暂时念这么多，我们再有点祷告。主，我们心里何等的欢喜。
Lord, how we have joy in our hearts.
因为你是我们永久的磐石。
Because Lord, you forever are our rock.
除你以外都是流沙。
Others are all sand.
唯有你是我们的依靠。
Others are sinking sand, and Lord, you are our only trust.
只有你是我们心中的力量。
You are the strength of our heart.
你是我们唯一的盼望。
You are our only hope.
早晨我们再把信心的锚都抛在你这块永久的磐石上。
Lord, again this morning, we anchor our faith on you, the rock of all ages.
让你自己在你的教会里可以自由地做事。
Lord, you can freely work in your church.
你在这里自由地向我们说话。
And Lord, you can freely speak to us.
你在这圣灵在这里释放我们。
And Lord, through the Holy Spirit, set us free.
让我们都降服在你自己大能的手下。
That we all submit unto your power of your hand.
愿你早晨在这里做成你自己的工。
Lord, that today, this morning, Lord, you accomplish your work.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
Lord, we look to your grace.
听我们的祷告。
We look to your mercy and hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我想我们在一开始的时候，先思想一个问题。
When we begin, we would like to ponder on a question.
神向亚伯拉罕有几次的呼召
？The Lord has called Abraham. There was a few calling.
他到底有几次的呼召
？How many callings did Abraham hear from the Lord？
我们弟兄姊妹已经做了功课了。
Brothers and sisters, you have all done your homework.
你们已经读了好几遍了。
You have read a few times.
神。向亚伯拉罕有几次的呼召
？How many times did the Lord call Abraham？
年轻人能回答吗
？Can the young people answer？
两次、四次，还有没有
？And twice, four,
三次、二三次都有了。
Three times.
我自己的答案只有一次。
My own answer, there was only once.
因为我们的神只有一个目的。
Because our God has only one purpose.
我们可以这么严格的讲哈，刚才问的问题不大好，应该说有几个护照哈，其实就一个护照。
Strictly speaking, you know, that was a not very a good question, but not asking the right way. It's only one calling.
虽然有好几次，确确实实好几次。
Indeed, you know, a few times.
但是只有一个护照。
But there is only one calling.
因为我们的神只有一个目的。
Because our God only has one purpose.
他呼召我们在基督里成为完全人。
He called us in Christ Jesus to be perfect men.
让基督的荣耀从我们这些卑微的身上彰显出来。
That the glory of Christ may be manifested in us who are humbly here.
那么他的这个目的只有一个。
There's only one purpose.
那么达到他目的的道路也只有一条。
And there is only one way to reach his purpose.
我们知道就是这条十字架的道路。
And we know this is the way of the cross.
我们知道虽然只有一条的道路。
We know there is only one way.
但是这条道路却分几个阶段。
But there are a few different steps. Different
stages.
Yeah.
Yeah. 那么头一个阶段就是昨天晚上我们所交通的这个十字架的根基。
And the first stage is what we have shared last night is the foundation of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，十字架的经历的根基是里面的知道。
This foundation of the experience of the cross, you know inwardly.
是我们在神面前那真实的信心。
And it's the genuine faith that we have before God.
是把我们整个的信心放在基督这块磐石的上面。
Because it's to put all of our faith on Christ the solid rock.
我们里面有一个知道。
Inwardly, we have this knowing.
我们知道神在基督里一切的事实。
We know all the truth that's in Christ Jesus.
我们知道神创造的事实。
We know the truth that the Lord has created.
我们知道神他
他大能的事实。
We know the truth of his creation, and when you know the truth of his power.
我们知道神掌权的事实。
And the truth of his authority.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们走上十字架道路的根基。
And brothers and sisters, this is the foundation that help us walk on the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面越多的有这样的知道，我们的信心就越坚固。
Brothers and sisters, the more we know, we have this knowing, then the more firm is our faith.
我们知道不知道，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
Do you know that children are the inheritance from the Lord?
如果我们里面真的知道
，If indeed we know inwardly,
我们对儿女的养育和管教是不一样。
Then our bringing our children up and our disciplining them will be different.
我们对儿女他们在地上生活的目的和价值是不一样的。
Then the way they live, the meaning of their life, that their living will be different.
我们当然知道耶和华所赐的产业。
Indeed, we know that they are the inheritance of the Lord.
但我们里面是不是有这样的知道呢？
But do we know inwardly?
弟兄姊妹，这个里面的知道带给我们整个生命的改变。
Brothers and sisters, this inward knowing will bring about a change of our lives.
我们知道不知道儿女是耶和华的？
Do we know that our children are of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我们看见在这条属灵的道路上。
Brothers and sisters, we see on this path, a spiritual path.
如果里面不知道。
If we do not know inwardly.
让人把自己的儿女奉献给神，那都是给人听的。
To consecrate your children to the Lord, this is just saying for other people to hear.
我们心里面一直的舍不得的。
And in our hearts, you know, we can't bear to do it.
你知道我们这个人呢，摸着我们还能忍受。
Because for man, you know, if you touch your own being, then you can still bear with it.
有人胆敢摸我的孩子。
And anyone dare to touch my child.
那是摸我眼中的瞳仁。
And that's the apple of my eye.
我一定受不了的。
And I cannot stand it.
所以你发现在许多的神的儿女的当中，弟兄姊妹之间没有问题的。
And you see among God's children, among brothers and sisters, there is no problem.
但是孩子所造成的难处非常大。
But what the children, the difficulty that it causes is great.
我们可以在外面解决很多的问题。
We can solve the problems outwardly.
我们说我们可以学很多的功课。
We can learn a lot of lessons.
但你发现如果里面不知道的。
But you realize that when inwardly you do not know.
外面所做的一切都是枉然。
And what you do on the outside is all in vain.
弟兄姊妹，里面的知道实在是太关键了。
Brothers and sisters, how crucial it is to have that inward knowing.
如果没有里面的知道，人没有办法走上十字架的道路。
If we do not have that inward knowing, then man cannot walk on this way of the cross.
没有办法走上奉献的道路。
You're unable to walk on this way of consecration.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见这条道路，它虽然只有一条。
Brothers and sisters, we see that even though this way, there is only one way.
但是它分好几个阶段。
There are different stages.
你不能把这些次序给打乱。
You cannot change the You cannot change the order of it.
对，你知道这一个次序是非常重要的。
The order is very important.
因为如果根基毁坏了，一人还能做什么？
Because if the foundation is corrupted, what can a righteous man do?
感谢主，我们今天就继续的在这条路上往前去。
But thank the Lord, today we'll continue to go forward in this way.
我们看见圣经里面讲到亚伯拉罕这一生在神的恩典里面来学习走这条十字架的道路。
And we see in the Bible that Abraham, by God's grace, he's learning to walk on this way of the cross.
在圣经里面，我想弟兄姊妹都读过。在他的经历里面有四座的祭坛。
And brothers and sisters, you have read that in his experience that he has four altars.
我们把这四座祭坛分作三个阶段。
We'll put the four altars into three stages.
头一个阶段就是今天我们读的事件的祭坛和伯特利的祭坛。
And the first stage is what we read today, the altar at Shechem and the altar at Bethel.
我们管它叫做初信的阶段。
And this is a very beginning of faith, this stage.
第二个阶段是
这个希伯伦的祭坛。
And the second stage is the altar at Hebron.
这一段我们管它叫做成长的阶段。
And that's the stage of growth.
你看这个阶段非常的长。
And this stage is very long.
从好像你可以说从十四章啊一直到这个二十一章。
From chapter 14 to 21.
你看前面两个祭坛呢，好像两章就。
And the first two altars, you know, only two chapters.
但是这个讲到第二个阶段，讲到成长的阶段，他一直讲了好像好几章的。
And on this growth, it speaks very long chapters.
那最后一个阶段是这个摩利亚山的那个祭坛。
And the last one was the altar at Mount Moriah.
这一个祭坛。所说明的是长大的阶段。
And this stage is the one that's already grown up.
那我们今天就从这个初信的阶段开始有点思想。
And we want to ponder on today on the very beginning of faith.
因此呢，当我们来读这个亚伯兰，这会儿还叫亚伯兰，亚伯兰的故事的时候，我想弟兄姊妹，你觉得他这里？在开始的经历和我们在做初信造就的时候的那些的题目，哪些是跟这里是连在一起的
？Brothers and sisters, when you read about Abraham and when he first here beginning, is it what are the same thing with our basic learning?
这个当我在读这个第十一章后面这一段的时候，我里面觉着说。亚伯兰那个时候，如果他要在亲戚朋友在家里面公开的为主做见证，是一件不容易的事。
When we read the end of chapter 11, it would have been difficult for Abraham to bear testimony among his relatives and friends.
我想我们做初信造就的时候，我们都知道公开的承认是我们一信主我们就。应该有的属灵的操练。
We know that when we came to Christ, to have an open testimony to bear witness to the Lord, that is a very important spiritual experience.
At the beginning.
At the very beginning.
这是最最开始的属灵的操练。
This is the spiritual experience at the beginning.
我们看这个亚伯兰啊，弟兄姊妹，你想想亚伯兰那个时候，如果他在他的亲戚朋友中间。他公开的承认容易不容易
？Ponder on this. Is it easy for Abraham to bear witness openly to his relatives and friends?
我想可能很不容易。
I'm thinking it's not easy.
有一天，亚伯兰说：“我信主了。”
One day Abraham said, "Oh, I believe in the Lord."
我现在遇见了那个永生的神。
I have met the living God.
你们都是拜偶像的。
You all worship idols.
只有我的神是独一的真神。
Only my God is the only one true God.
我的神是创造宇宙万有独一的真神。
He's the only true God who created the universe.
你们所拜的都是偶像。
All you worship are idols.
你们都是拜假神的。
You worship idols.
你们需要归向真神。
You have to return to the true God.
弟兄姊妹，如果他公开承认的时候，请问容易不容易
？Brothers and sisters, is it easy? Was it easy for Abraham to openly confess?
我想他的同学说：“哦，你现在信真神了。
”And his classmate might say, "Oh, wow, you believe in a true God?"
我是拜偶像的。
I worship idols.
我的神是假神。
My God is a false God.
我们家是假神。
Our house, you know, is false gods.
可是我大哥活得好好的。
But my elder brother lived, you know, has a good life.
你大哥怎么就走了
？What happened to your brother? He died.
你老父亲苦不苦啊
？Was your elderly your father?
你老父亲是白头发送黑头发。
Well, you know, he is old and he said, you know, he has to send his see his son died.
那么他的。同事就跟他说：“哦，你现在信真神了。”
His coworkers said, "Wow, you believe in the true God."
说我们都是拜虚无的神。
You said we worship God for
false gods.
False gods.
可是我太太生好几个。
But my wife have given birth to many.
你生的儿子给我看看。
Well, you bear a son for me to see.
你不是信真神吗？
Well, you believe in a true God.
显个灵给我看看。
Show it to me.
我看神不与你同在。
I see God is not with you.
神根本不祝福你。
And God doesn't bless you.
我不觉得你这神有多么真。
I don't see that your God is true.
你说我的神是假神。
You said my God is false.
我的工作比你好。
My work is better than yours.
我的薪水比你高。
My salary is higher than yours.
我比你聪明。
I'm more intelligent than you.
弟兄姊妹，亚伯兰，我们如果读他的故事，他如果在同事、在亲戚面前公开的承认，容易不容易？
Brothers and sisters, when we read the story of Abraham, was it easy for him to bear witness openly to his family and friends and co-workers?
有时候我们跟出信的弟兄姊妹在一起，他们说：“哎呀，能够在人面前泄愤祷告，都是很大的恩典呐。”
When we gather with younger brothers and sisters, you know, they say, "Oh, it's such grace, you know, to be able to pray openly, you know, just to give grace before God."
如果跟好朋友在一起，揉揉眼睛，把眼镜拿下来，对吧？这样晃一晃，这样就可以了。
Well, if you're a good friend, you know, you take on your glasses, you just rub your eyes a little bit, you know, and then it's done, you know.
但是如果在教授面前
，Oh, but if I'm in before my professor,
开组会了
，there is a group meeting.
整个公司坐在一起了
，the entire company is there.
老板请客
，my boss is, you know, I'm giving a treat.
然后你说我要祷告了。
And I said I need to pray now.
出信的弟兄姊妹跟我说真难的。
And the young believers told me, you know, that was difficult.
你还祷告呢
？You pray?
我看你做的工作不怎么样。
I see your work is nothing.
我看那天你还发脾气了。
I saw you, you know, you lost your temper the other day.
弟兄姊妹，你知道公开的承认很多时候不是像我们想象的那么简单。
Brothers and sisters, it's not as how we imagine that, you know, to openly confess is so easy.
你说这听说这三年被这个两岸隔阂哈，今年听说有大批的人要回去了。
And you know, 3 years is separated the two coasts, and now they are returning.
有一个这个出信的人跟我说，这回去全家一定聚餐的。
And a young one told me, you know, now we are gathered together, the entire family will come and have dinner.
爷爷、舅舅、叔叔，然后大哥、二哥，最后到我这个。最后我说，我们现在规矩多了哈，我们先祷告。
And grandpa, and then the uncles from both sides, you know, and my brothers and so on. And then now I said, you know, I'm the youngest, and I said.Then we're going to pray now.
他说真难啊。
And he told me it's so difficult.
公开的承认，弟兄姊妹，你以为容易吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you think it's easy to bear testimony openly?
如果全家族他们要去祭祖怎么办
？What about when your entire family is going to go to worship the ancestors?
他说全家一起要烧纸钱的。
They are going to burn those paper monies.
你在那说我这个信耶稣了。
And you are there saying I believe in Jesus.
你们这些虚妄我再也不做了。
I'm not going to do all these things now.
我们不做这些迷信的事了。
Oh, these are all superstitions.
用的你以为这个公开的承认容易吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you think it's so easy to openly confess?
用姊妹，很多时候。我觉得不仅对我们很难呐、啊，很多时候。
Brothers and sisters, not only is it difficult for us.
对亚伯兰也很难呐、啊。
It's difficult for Abraham too.
亚伯兰他在家里面，如果跟他父亲做见证，我都觉得都很难呐、啊。
It's for Abraham to even confess before his father is difficult.
你知道亚伯兰是小儿子。
You know Abraham is the younger one.
因为你们读过了，我就不再解释了，好吧？如果有问题，下来再问我。
You have read, I wouldn't do explanation. If there's question, just ask me later.
这个小儿子是惹祸的根啊。
This younger son is the root of the problem. Yeah, troublemaker.
你知道他不信耶稣，我大儿子活得好好。
If he doesn't believe in the Lord Jesus, you know, my eldest son could have lived.
这个惹祸的根，他说他信了真神了。
The troublemaker said he has believed in the true God.
我这个白发人又送黑发。
I have to send my eldest son. You see him die.
他说他信了真神。
He said he believed in the true God.
他怎么生不出孩子来？
How come he's barren?
哇，你知道那个时候塔拉是拜偶像的。
You know, at those days, Tara worship idols.
偶像崇拜者是非常迷信的。
And those are idol worshippers, they are very superstitious.
这个家里的屋太不吉利了。
And this is bad luck for them.
走啊
！Let's go.
是亚伯兰带着全家走吗
？Was it Abraham who bring his family out?
塔拉带着全家走了。
Tara brought the entire family out.
拜偶像人是非常迷信的。
Idol worshippers are very superstitious.
这个是惹祸的根呢。
And that's the troublemaker.
我们就离开那个不吉祥的地方。
Let's leave this land as that's bad luck.
弟兄姊妹。我相信大家如果你有经历的话
And brothers and sisters, if you have an experience
当你在同学同事你的老板面前你公开承认的时候
When you openly confess before your classmates and before your boss
你要经历多少的眼光啊
How many of the people's
轻看藐视
people's viewpoint that despise before looking at you
讲很多刻薄的话语
and all their harsh words
他们把你孤立起来
And they isolate you.
你得不着帮助。
You have no help.
本来你就够软弱的。
You're already weak.
你发现在你的工作、学校、环境当中，你是非常孤单的。
But at your work and then your school, you realize that you're very lonely. You're alone.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，公开的承认，我就是很多时候非常的艰难。
I feel that it's very difficult to openly confess.
我想这是很多时候神的儿女就是这头一个最基本的属灵操练你发现我们根本就把它划过去了。
And many children of God, this is at the very beginning, the spiritual lesson at the beginning, we just slide away. We just slide.
你发现在亚伯兰的生命当中，我在读这段经文，我感觉说神用他恩典一而再、再而三的来这个引导他。
When we read the scriptures here, Abraham, God has given him grace, grace to carry him through.
不仅在加利利乌尔荣耀的神向他显现。
Not only, in Ur of Chaldeans, the Lord, the of glory, appeared to him.
在哈兰向他说话。
And speak to him in Haran.
到了这一个迦南地了，又向他说话。
Even in the land of Canaan, the Lord spoke to him again.
哇，神的恩典真的太丰富了。
And how abundant is God's grace?
多少神的怜悯。
God's mercy.
多少神的恩典，多少神的慈爱浇灌下来。
How great of grace and mercy and loving kindness was poured on him.
终于到了事件这个地方，亚伯兰开始有公开的承认。
And finally, in Shechem, Abraham openly confessed.
你知道那个时候，所有迦南人都有自己的神。
Do you know that in the land of Canaan at that time, every Canaanite has their own god?
他们的神有他们的神的祭坛。
They have their own altars for their gods.
这里突然有另外一个祭坛。
Here, there is another.
祭坛不是在地底下的，祭坛是公开摆在地面上的。
Altar is not beneath the ground; it's openly there on the ground.
这里有个祭坛是敬拜耶和华的。
And here, it's an altar to worship the Lord Jehovah.
这里有个祭坛是公开的承认的。
And here, it's an altar that openly confess.
虽然你们都是拜假神、拜偶像的。
Even though you all worship idols,
我亚伯兰在这里敬拜那一位创造宇宙万有独一的真神。
But I, Abraham, here worship the one true God who created your universe.
弟兄姊妹，不容易啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is not easy.
不要以为说好像说这是初心造就。
Do not think that this is just something that's very basic for young believers.
只是在人面前公开的承认。
It's just that openly confess before man.
神的儿女在这件事上很多时候是显出许多的软弱。
And God's children oftentimes in this on this matter reveal the weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为这件事是简单的事。
Do not think this is an easy thing.
因为这背后有许多属灵的征战。
There are spiritual battles behind.
虽然是初信的这个经历。
Even though it's a experience of a beginning.
虽然是刚刚信主的经历。
And when the experience when you first come to Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这背后实在是一场属灵的征战。
Behind that indeed is a spiritual battle.
我们看见说，很多时候就是公开的承认，就这么困难。
We see that it's so difficult even just to openly confess.
一面来讲，确确实实环境是艰难的，人有许多的软弱。
On one hand, yes, indeed, the circumstances are difficult and we have lots of weaknesses.
人之所以觉得公开的承认非常的困难。
For men to feel that it's very difficult to openly confess.
还有第二个原因。
There is another reason.
就是人不晓得这一个事件祭坛的祝福。
Men do not know the blessing of the altar at Shechem.
我们知道事件大家都查过，它是肩膀的意思。
We all probably know that Shechem means shoulder.
弟兄姊妹，当你我生命中有事件的祭坛。
Brothers and sisters, when in our lives we have this altar at Shechem.
在你我生命中多了一个膀臂。
We have one more shoulder in our lives.
是看不见膀的膀。
It's this mighty shoulder that we cannot see.
是那永久的膀臂。
That's the eternal shoulder.
今天我们为什么很多时候非常非常不容易在这里公开的承认呢？
Today, how come it's so difficult for us to openly confess here?
因为我们怕失去许多属血肉的膀臂。
Because we are afraid to lose a fleshly shoulders.
很多的人不理我们了。
Many people would stop, they would start ignoring us.
很多人把我们孤立起来了。
Many would isolate us.
很多人脉就失去了。
Then we lose our connections.
我们失去了很多属血肉的膀臂。
We lose a lot of fleshly shoulders.
但是这世界的膀臂告诉我们说，有一个看不见的、永久的、大能的膀臂与你同在。
But here, the Shechem shoulders show us that this unseen but mighty, powerful shoulder is with us.
弟兄姊妹，有谁可以靠着血肉的膀臂把自己完全奉献给神呢？
Brothers and sisters, who can buy the fleshy shoulders to consecrate himself to the Lord?
有谁可以靠着血肉的膀臂走上这条十字架的道路呢？
And who can trust in the fleshly shoulder to walk on this way of the cross?
弟兄姊妹，我们走属灵的道路，走十字架的道路，每一个人都需要这个永久的膀臂。
Brothers and sisters, we walking on this way of the cross, the spiritual path, we all of us need this eternal spiritual shoulder.
弟兄姊妹，这个膀臂太奇妙了。
Brothers and sisters, how amazing is this shoulder.
自从亚伯兰他公开承认。
Since Abraham openly confessed.
虽然他生命中还有很多软弱。
Even though Abraham has lots of weaknesses in his life.
他还跑到埃及去了。
He even went to Egypt.
他还在那里说谎。
He even lied.
甚至他都对不起他的妻子。
And he was, he also was,
这个怎么说呢？就是 do wrong thing.
Do wrong thing. Yeah, he wronged Sarah.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在亚伯兰生命中真的多了一个看不见的永久的膀臂。
And you see that Abraham, he has that unseen, eternal, shoulder.
在埃及，请问。他的妻子都被法老给弄到宫里去了，他的妻子怎么出来的
？You see that when his wife was taken to Pharaoh, how was she able to come out, return?
亚伯兰有没有禁食祷告
？Did Abraham fast and pray?
主啊，我的妻子被掳去了。
Lord, you know my wife has been captured.
你的妻子是你自己给进去的。
You gave your wife to the Pharaoh.
所以他没法这么祷告，对不对
？So he cannot pray in such a way.
我想他那会儿连祷告都没祷告。
I no, he probably didn't pray.
根本没有谈不上什么进食。
He don't even mention fasting.
那里有一个看不见永久的膀。
But there was an unseen eternal shoulder.
法老全家遭受大灾。
Pharaoh and his entire household met great plagues.
我们的生命中，当我们真实的有事件的祭坛。
Brothers and sisters, when in our lives we truly have this altar at Shechem.
在我们生命中真的就出现那个看不见永久的膀臂。
then indeed in our lives there will appear that eternal unseen shoulder. What we have not experienced before. We do not even know what happened. How amazing is this eternal shoulder? Every child of God, when in their lives have this altar at Shechem, and in our lives there will be this eternal shoulder. When I first come to Christ,
那个时候, 从这个祖国来的许多的同胞从来都不信主的。
For my home country, many my countrymen do not believe.
所有信主的绝大部分全是从台湾、香港来的。
Many who believe came from Taiwan and also Hong Kong.
我真的是不小心被摁到水里了。
I was unknowingly I was being thrown into the water.
那是神极大的怜悯。
But it's God's infinite grace.
我不想公开见证，也得公开见证。
I do not wish to confess openly, but I have to.
哎呀，安坐基督徒多好。
It's so great to good to be a Christian in the dark.
我要读了后面那些初信造就，我就安坐基督徒了。
If I read the basic learning exercises, I would have just been a Christian in the dark.
多初信造就的操练呢。
There's so many exercises and basic exercises that I have to
还有公开的承认
and have to confess openly.
弟兄姊妹，那天我根本不知道的就公开承认了。
That day I didn't even know. I just openly confessed.
神就把我就抓住了。
And the Lord captured me.
你在同学面前就藏不住了。
You can't hide before your friends.
这个人他背叛我们了。
That man, he has betrayed us.
昨天是我们的哥们儿，今天他成弟兄了。
He was our pal, our buddy. Yesterday, today he became a brother.
他是另类的一个人。
He's another kind.
弟兄姊妹，我是被迫的就公开承认了。
I was being forced to openly confess.
即便如此
，even so，
在你我生命中经历那个大能的吧。
In your life and my life, we experience that mighty shoulder.
你知道，很多时候你进到聚会里，你那个时候，因为我们不读圣经啊。
Many times we come to the meeting place. At that time, we weren't reading the Bible.
我们在那里什么都听不懂。
We do not understand anything.
但是那个眼泪就一直流，一直。
But our tears just kept falling down.
我不知道为什么。
I do not know why.
那是一个看不见的永久的膀臂。
That's an unseen, eternal. Shoulder.
我一个同学跟我说，圣经是人编的。
My classmate said, you know, Bible is being put together by man.
圣经全是错的。
It's all wrong.
我圣经一个字还没读呢。
I haven't even read the Bible, you know, not even a word.
我说圣经一个字都不可以改。
I said, no word of the Bible can be changed.
我说所有的书都可以改，只有圣经不可以改。
I said, everything can change, but not the Bible.
回去我想，哎呦，这话说的太早
了。And when I went home, I was like, oh, I spoke too early. You know, so to see.
当我看圣经，哎，天地都会改变的，主的话一点一划都不会改变。我里面喜乐的不得了。
And when I returned home, I saw that you know the heaven and earth may change, but God's word doesn't change at all. You know, forever the same. So I was very joyful.
弟兄姊妹，在你我生命中有一个看不见的。永久的膀臂
Brothers and sisters, in your life and mine, there is this unseen, eternal shoulder.
有人这个读约瑟的故事，就是说约瑟真的很不聪明。
There was people who read the story of Joseph said Joseph is not clever.
他竟然把他的梦告诉他的兄弟。
He told his dreams to his brothers.
做梦就藏着点。
When you have dreams, just hide it.
而且也不能告诉他兄弟啊。
But you can't tell the brothers.
这几个兄弟恨他已经恨得又恨不得把他撕碎了。
The brothers already hate him so much they want to tear him apart.
你这不是火上浇油吗？
You're just adding oil to fire.
你还让他们都跪在你面前。
And you said they're going to kneel before you.
你不是，真的是太不智慧了。
It's so not wise.
于所的生命中。有没有看不见的膀臂
But in Joseph's life, there was this unseen shoulder.
多宝贵啊！
How precious!
我们都羡慕约瑟，对不对？
We all looked, we all admire Joseph.
好像他无论走到哪里，耶和华都与他同在。
Because wherever he went, the Lord was with him.
在任何的环境里，他都坐王掌权。
And under any circumstances, the Lord reigns.
他是一个被卖的奴隶啊。
Joseph was sold to be a slave.
他就是被下到死牢里，他还是坐王掌权。
Even though he was down, jailed in the cell, he was still reigning.
我们读约瑟的故事，我们非常的羡慕他生命中怎么有这看不见的永久的膀臂。
And we read Joseph's story, how we admire, because he has, in his life there is this unseen, eternal shoulder. Because in his life there is this altar at Shechem. Why is it called an altar? Isn't it just openly confess? It was open confession, the experience of the cross.Brothers and sisters, the principle is the principle of the cross. When we bear testimony openly, this world sees us, we are done. When you say you're a Buddhist, people think you're very deep.
做任何其他的，人家觉得你很了不起。
And if you do other things, people will think, well, how admirable.
唯独当你说你信了耶稣了，人家觉得你完了。
But only when you say you believe in Jesus, they say you're done.
弟兄姊妹，我们的脸面真的要受点亏损。
Brothers and sisters, we need to lose our face here.
我们的己真的要受一点的伤害。
Ourselves.Needs to have some pain. We indeed will lose some fleshy shoulders. Even though in this experience of the cross, this is but the beginning. But brothers and sisters, do you know that this is the principle of the cross?
世间的祭坛，弟兄姊妹，每一个蒙恩得救的神儿女都必须要有这样的祭坛。
This altar at Shechem, every child of God there has to have this experience.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有世间的祭坛，在你我生命中就没有力量。
Brothers and sisters, if we do not have this altar at Shechem, then in our lives there will not be strength.
因为我们靠的是属血肉的膀臂。
Because what we rely on trust in is the fleshly shoulder.
我们今天很多时候，我们觉着公开的承认非常的困难。
We feel today that it's difficult to openly confess.
因为我们所顾念的是所见。
Because what we are mindful of is what is that is seen.
所见的膀臂都是暂时。
What you can see, this shoulder is all temporary.
我们今天不是顾念所见的。
It's all temporal. What we bear, we are mindful of is, it's not this.
我们所顾念的乃是永久。
What we are mindful of is that eternal.
是那看不见，是所不见的。
The unseen.
是那存到永久的宝。
That's the eternal shoulder.
弟兄姊妹，你我今天回去，你问问自己。
Brothers and sisters, when you go back, ask yourselves,
我今天要顾念的是什么?
What do I care about? What am I going to be mindful of?
顾念那个所见的吗?
Am I mindful of the seen?
还是我们所顾念的是所不见的?
Are we mindful of the unseen?
所见的都是暂时的。
That is, which is seen is all temporal.
所不见的乃是永远的。
The unseen is eternal.
弟兄姊妹，我们读大卫的故事，你看看大卫。在巨人哥利亚面前公开的承认。
When we read the story of David, David before the giant Goliath, he openly confessed.
在巨人哥利亚面前，以色列百姓全都胆怯的藏起来了。
When all the Israelites they are so afraid and they hide themselves.
这个未受割礼的非利士人，他竟敢辱骂永生神的军队。
But the uncircumcised Philistine actually indeed was
他竟敢辱骂永生神的军队。
Mark the army of the eternal God.
弟兄姊妹，大卫在巨人的面前，他公开的承认。
But David confessed openly before the giant.
你胆敢辱骂永生神的真理，你就是辱骂永生的神。
But he told Goliath that you dare to mock the armies of the Lord, then you are mocking the Lord.
你辱骂永生的神，今天我要把你的肉给天空的飞鸟吃。
You mock the eternal God. Today, I'm going to let your flesh be eaten by the birds of the sky.
野地的百兽吃。
To the beast of the wilderness.
你攻击我是靠着刀枪剑戟，我攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的人。
You come to me with sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个时代像不像这个哥利亚？
Brothers and sisters, is this generation like on the days of Goliath?
他们说神的婚姻的这个定义是可以改变的。
Is it like Goliath that they said that what the marriage that God said can be changed?
这个时代是不是辱骂永生神的军队？
Is this generation mocking the armies of the Lord?
你们这些教会的人心胸太狭隘了。
You of the church, people of the church are so narrow-minded.
我们心胸很宽的，什么男的跟男的，女的跟女的，什么这人都可以换成动物，什么都可以换的。
We are very open-minded. You know, men can be with men and women with women. You can have transgender or you can with the animals.
你看我们多自由啊！
We are so free.
你们这些教会的人多么死板呢、啊、
！And you are people of the church are so
他们用许多的所谓的政治的手段，所谓的这个权势来压我们。
They use the hand of in politics to suppress us.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们敢不敢公开的承认
？Brothers and sisters, do you dare openly confess today?
今天许多在学校、高中、初中的孩子们，很多时候完全是安静的。
Many high schoolers and middle schoolers at schools they are very quiet.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为公开的承认那么简单。
Do not think that openly confession is so easy.
是当我们肯站在主这一边。
But when we are, when we're willing to stand on the Lord's side.
在我们生命中有一个看不见大能的膀臂。
In our lives, there is this unseen, mighty shoulder.
你们中间有学机械的，我相信，你知道那个甩石机器人那个石头的速度有多快？我不知道。
Among you, maybe there are those in mechanics. When you throw a stone, how fast it goes?
你知道那个。光滑的石子打到额头上，圣经上描述说，好像打在沙土上，一下就 sink， 就陷进去。
When a very smooth stone, if it were to hit the sand, it just goes through right through.
你们会踢足球吗
？Do you play soccer？
小的时候用头球，我们就用这儿顶，人家说真笨啊，用这儿顶。
When you hit the soccer ball, you know, when we're little, we use our top of our head, but you know, it's so stupid. You should use the forehead.
你说这个地方多硬啊？
Do you know how tough your forehead is?
所有会踢足球、头球都用这儿顶。
You know, the head, when you hit the soccer, it has to be the forehead. Am I right? if I'm wrong, sorry.
但我知道这个地方是很硬的。
I know that this part is very tough.
弟兄姊妹，你要算那个石头的速度的话，弟兄姊妹，你知道那里有一个看不见永久的膀臂。
If you were to count how fast it goes, then you can see that there is an unseen eternal shoulder.
今天我们在这个时代里面。
Today we are in this generation.
公开的承认就是初信造就的第一课。
The open confession is the first lesson in the beginning.
许多神的儿女是软弱的。
Many children of God are weak.
我们说我们要怎样怎样，弟兄姊妹，你发现神的灵要把我们带回到最最起初的经历上。
Brothers and sisters, the Spirit of the Lord wants us to be at the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，因为没有这个永久看不见的膀臂，没有一个人可以走上见证的道路。
Because brothers and sisters, without this eternal shoulder, no one can walk on the way of the testimony.
We 每一个人都需要这一个事件的膀臂。
We all need this shoulder at Shechem.
世间的祭坛太宝贵了。
This altar at Shechem is precious.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这个膀臂，你就奇妙到一个地步。它不仅它帮助我们，不仅扶持我们，不仅供应我们。
Brothers and sisters, how amazing this shoulder is! It not only help us, but it sustain us and give us strength.
它也拯救。它也除去我们生命许多的难处。
It saves and delivers us and do away with many difficulties in our lives.
做审判的工作。
Is there in our lives doing the judgment?
所以有首诗歌说，他以怜悯和审判支撑我们一生的年代。
That hymn said that with mercy and with judgment he wove the time he wove.
弟兄姊妹，你会发现这一个永久的膀臂，它不仅单单的扶持你。
Not only that this eternal shoulder is there sustaining.
它一定在你我生命中做洁净的工作。
He also do the word of purification in our lives.
那个时候啊，我们在这个周末的时候啊，去这个。实验室有的时候他们为了省电把那个电梯给关掉了。
In the past when we go to the labs in order to save electricity they turn off the lights.
我们在八楼啊，你说这个爬上去很累的。
We are on the eighth floor, it's so hard to walk all the way up.
我就摁那个电梯它就不来嘛。
So I press the button and the elevator is not working.
说点自己的糗事，我们在那个时代满嘴脏话。
And you know, speak about my old days, lots of vulgar languages.
不是 all of
them. Full of vulgar languages.
这个就开始咒诅了。
And I start to curse.
奇怪，有人听啊。
And said, someone's listening.
找了半天，就我一个人，因为那个时候是星期六下午。
But there was only just me, you know. It was a Saturday afternoon.
然后再摁，他又不来，我又在那里。
And I pressed the button again. And then I, you know, I scolded again.
又有人在听。
I said, someone's listening.
我从来没有做过什么初心造就。
I've never gone through this beginner's learning.
真的不好意思，圣经一个字都还没读呢。
I haven't even started reading the Bible.
从那天开始
from that day onwards,
这些所有的脏话从我生命中出去
all these vulgar languages depart from my life.
我不知道为什么
I do not know why.
我没有努力
I didn't work.
我没有咬牙
I didn't clench my teeth.
我现在回想起那是那个看不见的永久的膀臂
When I recall, you know, this isis the unseen eternal shoulder.
今天许多神的儿女被许多的败坏的东西世界的东西手机电脑游戏紧紧的抓住
In these days many children of God are being binded in their phones their games and all the corrupt stuff
用多少办法出不来
And no matter how you try, you cannot get out of it.
血肉的膀臂是没有力量的。
Fleshy shoulders have no power.
我们需要那看不见的永久的膀臂。
We need that unseen, eternal shoulder.
弟兄姊妹，这一个膀臂从何而来呀？
But brothers and sisters, where does this shoulder come from?
从世间的祭坛而来。
From the altar at Shechem.
十字架在人以为是愚拙。
And the cross.To man, it's.
但我们这些信的人，十字架是神的大能，是神的智慧。
The man, the cross to man is foolishness, but to us who believe in God, this is the power of God.
见证是靠着这样的大能，这样的智慧。
It's the wisdom of God. The testimony is because of the power and wisdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，这一个大能的膀臂，
伴
随我们一生啊。
Brothers and sisters, this.Mighty shoulder is with us all our lives.
弟兄姊妹，有很多神的儿女一生都见证说，这个无形的、看不见的大能的膀臂，一生都与他们同在。
Brothers and sisters, many children of us can bear witness that all their lives it is this unseen, eternal, mighty shoulder that is with them.
在工作场合里面，在飞机上，在各处，弟兄姊妹，我们不是说我是基督徒，你不需要。
whether at work or when you're on flight, you don't have to say, oh, I'm a Christian. You don't have to do that. Because verse 10 says, if you are, then people can see it.
有一天我在这个飞机上，我在那里看圣经。
Well, on flight, I was reading the Bible.
旁边就坐了一个中国人。
And beside me sat a Chinese.
很明显，他是一个这个非常这个有学问的人。
You know, you can see that the person is very knowledgeable.
那个时候，那好多年他在那看那个这个他们这个学术上的视频。
On a video on academics.
那时候只有那种这个摁的那种手机。
An older form of cell phone.
你就他已经非常非常的这个先进了。
He was very very advanced.
你就开始的时候，我那个就想说，这个把那个圣经抄这边。
Yeah, at that time I was thinking, you know, maybe I should just turn the Bible on this.
你就不知不觉就让他看不见了。
Unknowingly, then I cannot. Then I cannot see.
这个里面就有感觉。
But then there is I feel in me.
你好不好转到这边来
Why don't you turn this other way?
他马上就看见了。
Then immediately he saw.
这是什么人呢？你读这种书。
Who are you reading such a book?
我说这是真理。
I said this is the truth.
不感兴趣。
I said I'm no interest.
我们需要为基督见证。
Brothers and sisters, we need to bear testimony. But we do not need to carve the words on us. But if indeed we are children of God, if we are children of God, people will know.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以见证，真的是大能看不见的膀臂伴随我们一生啊。
And we can truly bear testimony that this eternal mighty shoulder is with us.
弟兄姊妹，这是每一个神的儿女在十字架经历里面的开始。
Brothers and sisters, this is the beginning of the experience of the cross among children of God.
弟兄姊妹，你可以抄近道。
Brothers and sisters, you can take the shortcut.
有人说他就直接读这个二十二章去了。
Some to say, I'll just read chapter 22.
Oh, 我就读二十二章就可以
了。I'll just read chapter 22, that's good.
你看我儿子带着就上摩利亚山了。
I'm taking my son, you know, all the way to Moriah.
因为你带儿子上摩利亚山就看看风景就下来了。
Well, you bring your son to the Mount Moriah and you just look at the landscape and you come down.
哇，弟兄姊妹，在你我生命中有没有那个看不见大能的膀臂？
In all lives, brothers and sisters, is there that unseen, mighty shoulder?
弟兄姊妹，我想大家现在明白了，我们这次有个很重要的负担，原来是初信造就。
Brothers and sisters, we have this heavy burden. It's the beginning, this basic lessons.
因为我们在服事的时候，我发现神的儿女没有根基。
When we are serving, we realize that children of God do not have foundation.
说到这一位神的时候，都是软弱的。
When we speak about this God, you know, we are very weak.
神的膀臂缩短了。
And his arm has been shortened.
他的怜悯断绝了。
His mercy has been do away with.
你读这段经文，亚伯拉罕这么软弱，甚至说谎。
You read the scripture, Abraham was so weak, and he even lied.
跑到世界里去了。
He went to the world.
请问耶和华的膀臂有没有缩短？
And ask whether the arm of the Lord has been shortened.
耶和华的怜悯有没有断绝？
Was the Lord's mercy cut off?
因为这里有事件的记载。
Because there is an altar at Shechem.
弟兄姊妹，非常关键。
Brothers and sisters, this is very crucial.
如果这次特会你其他的你都不想听。
Brothers and sisters, if you do not wish to listen to other things at this meeting,
如果这次特会你回去以后，在你生命中有事件的祭坛
，Brothers and sisters, if after this retreat in your life when you return you have this altar at Shechem,
你这一生完全改变
，and your entire life will be changed.
我们需要这事件的祭坛
，we need this altar of Shechem.
感谢主，这才是刚刚开始。
We thank the Lord. This is just the beginning.
虽然有些神的儿女，他们觉得能够见证这个世间的祭坛已经很好了。
Maybe some children of God think it's really good already to be able to testify of this altar at Shechem.
整个的经历的一个开始。
But this is just the beginning of the entire experience.
我们不能停在这里。
We cannot just stop here.
我们必须跟随主继续地往前去。
We have to continue to follow the Lord to go forward.
我们要看见说在这条属天的道路上是恩上加恩的。
That this heavenly way is grace upon grace.
所以后面我们就看见说这一个伯特利的祭坛。
And then in the back we see this altar at Bethel.
弟兄姊妹，我们不仅需要事件的祭坛。
Brothers and sisters, not only do we need the altar at Shechem, we also need the altar at Bethel.
我们知道伯特利就是神的家。
We know Bethel is the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，就说到神教会的聚会。
It speaks about the gathering of God's church.
当我们和神的儿女相聚的时候，
when we gather together with God's people,
我们需要有伯特利的祭坛。
We have to have this altar at Bethel.
弟兄姊妹，没有伯特利的祭坛。
Without the altar at Bethel.
你发现你在教会聚会中，你没有办法好好的聚。
In the church, the gathering, you are not able to gather well.
我们知道在初信的造就里面，差不多第二课、第三课就是要往事了结。
In the basic lessons, the exercises, I think the second chapter or so is about do away with the past.
弟兄姊妹 farewell to the past 呢是要，反正类似这，反正就往事要了结的。
You have to say farewell to your past.
因为你往事不了结，你发现哈，你在神的家里是若即若离。
Without doing away and farewell to the past, then you know you're here at the house of God, then you are gathering, but you're leaving.
有很多神的儿女，他信主信了很久了。他所见证说，他最知心的朋友还是世界上的朋友。
Many children of God, after they believe in the Lord for many years, they still say that their best friend is a friend in the world.
能够心掏心的还是世界的。
And heart to heart, it's still people of the world.
在他生命中有个他拉。
In his life, there is a terror.
他拉一直拉着他。
Terra is, you know, pulling him.
你说这个他拉很厉害。
This terror is very powerful.
我们知道这个他拉是他的父亲。
Terror is his father.
我不知道在你我生命中那个他拉是什么。
I do not know in your life and my life who is the terror.
看见这个情感很厉害。
But it's very strong emotions.
弟兄姊妹，我们从前世界上的酒肉朋友，如果不变成福音朋友，弟兄姊妹，你在神的家中一直是不安稳的。
Brothers and sisters, the friends of the past in this world, if they cannot become your gospel friends, then you're unsettled in the house of God.
往事必须了结。
You need to bid farewell to your past.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你知道有很多神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, you know many children of God.
他们虽然来聚会。
Even though they come and gather.
他们没有进到世界里去。
They didn't go into the world.
但是世界却被他们带到了神的家。
But the world has been brought by them into the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我不知道这边就感谢主，我想这边应该不是这样。我们曾经有一段时间进到聚会里，每个人都见了就说，哦，某某大姐，哦，某某大哥，哦，某某姨，某某大叔。
Oh, here maybe not like that, but you know, in the past, you know, when people come to the meeting and say, oh, you know, they greet you,
big sister, auntie,
uncle, yeah,
professor.
Yeah, they greet with such they address people that way.
我们有一次在做初信造就，我们说这个往事要了结。
When we were going through the basic exercises, we said we have to bid farewell to your past.
主说你们都是弟兄。
The Lord said you're all brethren.
怎么我们中间都是大哥，都是姐姐，都是叔叔，都是 uncle 呢？
How come you know among us is a big sister, big brother, you know uncles, aunties?
我们觉得我们生命中需要有伯特利的祭坛。
We feel that in our lives we have to have this altar at Bethel.
伯特利的祭坛站在世界和神的教会之间。
The altar at Bethel stands between the world and the house of God.
许多属世的东西一定要往事了结。
Things that belong to this world, we have to bid farewell to.
有一段时间呢，你知道我们刚开始聚会还不到十个人。
There was a period of time when we first began to meet, there are not even 10 of us.
奇妙的是我们中间那个微信群呢、啊、已经常常发错。
Amazing.
发错了那个、那个、微信群的那个圈圈。
Amazingly, there were、the WeChat group chat,、we oftentimes、make mistakes there.
因为太多 group 了。
Oh, because、there are many, many groups, so you know, we would send messages to the wrong group. We're not even 10 of us yet.
你们学数学知道有很多组合的。
Those who learn、that in math know that there are many combinations.
我们读到这一个初信造就的时候，我们要往事了。
When we read、the basic、exercises, we need to bid farewell to the world、to pass.
世界上讲究朋友的关系。
In the world, emphasize the relationship of friends.
神的教会是不是也要注重朋友的关系？
In the house of God, are we emphasizing on the、relationship of friends?
有一个弟兄他在这方面有很好的交通。对不起，我这个因为太临时了，没有机会印出来，我就让。这个原来是英文的。
A brother have a very good sharing here.
我这有中文的翻译，我念中文的翻译，他念原文。
This is、in English, so、I'll read in Chinese.
先念一小段哈。
Very short passage.
如果想要有自己所羡慕和喜欢的好朋友，这是很自然的一件事。
It is natural to want to have a good friend whom you admire and like.
在生活中拥有朋友，那是很快乐的事。
It is a great pleasure to, in life to have friends.
但是同时满了危险。
But friendships can be full of danger.
尤其是在交往密切的群体中。
Especially if you live in community with a close circle of people.
作为基督身体里的一个肢体。
As a member of the body of Christ.
你不再属于你自己。
You no longer belong to yourself.
你在一个为荣耀主耶稣而聚集的团体中。
In a group that meets to honor the Lord Jesus.
你要防备特殊的友谊，就是朋友圈的形成。
You must guard against forming special friendships, just like a group.
这些东西导致派系结党的灵。
These will lead to、cliques or a party spirit.
很多时候，当你喜欢的人受到伤害。
Sometimes when someone you like has been hurt,
你会感觉马上被搅到其中。
You become emotionally involved and pick up their offense.
你的同感，这个同感被得罪。
And you pick up their offense.
我所知道的所有，好，没有一样比这个更能更快的分裂一个家。
This will cause division in a house faster than anything I know.
你很快就会在暗中策划背后议论。
You are soon plotting and chatting in secret.
分裂的气息弥漫整个的事物。
And a sense of divisiveness permeates the entire affair.
当然你会表现得无可指摘。
Of course you appear to yourself without blame.
你强调你只是站在对的一边。
And insist you are only standing up for what is right.
这个弟兄他还有其他的一些的这个这个讲述我们就稍微提一下。
The brother also speak on others, but I will just bring this part up.
弟兄姊妹，这是世界。
Brothers and sisters, this is the world.
伯特利的祭坛要使我们与世界的风俗分开。
The altar at Bethel separate us, wants us to be separated from the world.
The customs
of the world.
Of the world. 弟兄姊妹，这一个祭坛非常的重要。
This is a very important altar.
我们必须有往事的了解。
We have to bid farewell to our past.
诗篇四十五篇说，你要忘记你的父家。
The Psalm 45 said, forget your father's house.
你的王就羡慕你的荣美。
And your the king would admire your beauty.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界是非常厉害的。
Brothers and sisters, the world is very clever. Not only has its customs,
还有许多的观念
a lot of its viewpoints.
这个我们中间年轻人很多，我相信你们中间应该有很多可以有婚礼的机会。
There are many people here, so maybe many opportunities for weddings.
我们那边一共还不到十人，但是我们有好几个婚礼。
We don't have even 10, but we have many weddings.
但是在这个婚礼的时候，我发现很奇怪的。
But at the wedding, you know, it's something really strange.
我发现其他人好像都不感兴趣。
Others are not interested.
都是那一个这一个新郎新娘在那里张罗在那里忙活。
And the bride and groom to be, they are so busy.
我就问大家，我说为什么只有他们俩在忙，那我们难道不欢喜快乐吗？
I said, why only the two of them are so busy? Aren't we joyful, Phil?
他们说，因为他们俩结婚嘛。
Well, because they're getting married.
他们结婚忙，那我不结婚忙过什么？
They are busy, because they're getting married. I'm not getting married. Why am I also busy?
我们就问大家。
Then we ask everyone.
薄饼聚会。
Breaking out the bread meeting.
谁是中心？
Who's the center?
谁是中心？
Who is the center?
主是中心。
The Lord is the center.
讲道聚会。
And the message.
特会。
And special meetings.
谁是中心？
Who is the center?
讲员中心。
The speaker, the focus.
弟兄姊妹，主是中心。
The brothers and sisters, the Lord is the center.
结婚聚会谁是中心？
Who is the center at a wedding meeting?
有人说新郎。
And someone said, oh no, the bride, the groom.
他说是新娘。
Some said the bride.
哦不行，他们两个已经合为一体了，是新郎和新娘是中心。
Oh no, yeah, they're coming together. Okay, then it's a bride and a groom is together.
我说如果薄饼聚会、讲道聚会，基督是中心；结婚聚会。
If the breaking of the bread meeting and the message meeting that Christ is the center, then the same for the marriage meeting, Christ is the center.
弟兄姊妹，基督永远是我们的中心。
Brothers and sisters, Christ is forever our center.
所以你就看见神，你知道这个有这个祭坛进来，你发现整个虽然人不多，整个的这一个聚会就变了。
Brothers and sisters, you see that when the altar at Bethel comes in, even though there are not many people, but the entire meeting changed.
你发现他们结婚就是我们的事。
They are getting married, but it's our business.
因为有人喜乐就是我们的喜乐。
Because their joy is our joy.
有人忧伤就是我们的忧伤。
That sorrow is our sorrow.
这是基督的身体。
This is the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在世界里面所有的观念全是错的。
Brothers and sisters, all the viewpoints in this world are wrong.
这个世界不能带进教会的里面。
We cannot bring the world into the church.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候世界进了教会，这个见证的光就暗淡了。
Brothers and sisters, whenever the world is being brought into the church, then the light of the testimony is dimmed.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界是很厉害的。
Brothers and sisters, the world is very clever.
还有世界的风俗。
All the customs.
还有世界的观念。
All the viewpoints.
它还有世界的原则。
And all the principles of the world.
弟兄姊妹，你发现当弟兄跟弟兄发生冲突的时候。
Brothers and sisters, you see that when there's kind of like a conflict between brothers.
看见说这个亚伯兰和这个罗德他们有了冲突了。
When Abraham and Lot has a conflict.
神教会的原则跟世界的原则是不一样的。
Brothers and sisters, the principles of the Lord in the church is different from that of the world.
伯特利祭坛的原则。和这世界的原则是势不两立的。
The principle of the altar at Bethel and the principle of this world are enemies.
这个世界当有了冲突就是相争嘛。
Because when there's conflict with the world, there's enmity.
就是得到最大的利益。
The world gains.
就是让别人吃亏，自己赚便宜。
Because the world said, you know, let us profit and then other people will lose.
伯特利的祭坛的原则是宁愿吃亏，宁愿受苦。
But the principle of the Bethel at the altar at Bethel is that we rather we suffer and we lose.
不与弟兄相争。
That we do not have conflict with the brother.
弟兄姊妹，如果世界的原则进到神的家中。
Brothers and sisters, if the principle of this world come into the house of God,
神的家何等的软弱。
How weak is the house of God?
弟兄姊妹，一个身体只要有任何的裂痕，比什么都软弱。
brothers and sisters, if there is a crack in the body, it's greater than any.
只要身体彼此之间失去了交通, 弟兄姊妹, 那一个软弱是何等的大呢?
If they lose the fellowship in the body, how weak is that weakness?
世界进到教会里就让我们分。
The world, when it enters the church, will divide us.
伯特利的祭坛就除去一切中间隔断的墙。
And the altar at Bethel will take away all the walls of divisiveness.
弟兄姊妹，你看他们亚伯兰在埃及的时候。 他真的是在那种的环境里面，他宁愿让他妻子吃亏。
When Abraham was in Egypt, at that circumstance, he'd rather that his wife lose out.
他宁愿让他的妻子落在那样的危险的里面。
He'd rather that his wife got into danger.
这是世界的原则。
This is the principle of the world.
现在他回到了这一个伯特利的祭坛。
When he returned to the altar at Bethel.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在这里伯特利的祭坛讲了两次。
Here, the altar at Bethel was spoken twice.
在十二章讲了一次。
In chapter 12, once.
那里讲到要与往事了结。
There it speaks about bidding farewell to your past.
世界的风俗，世界的观念，要从我们生命中出去。
The customs and viewpoints of this world has to depart from us.
在十三章又讲了一次这个伯特利的祭坛。
And again in chapter 13, the altar at Bethel.
这里给我们看见说伯特利的祭坛与世界的原则势不两立。
That the principle of the altar, of altar at Bethel and the world is at enmity with each other.
你发现这里有个骡子。
And here there's Lot.
兄弟们，你们。 在读这个创世纪的时候，你觉得罗德代表什么？
When you're reading Genesis, what does Lot represent?
你发现罗德，他是一个眼睛昏花的人。That
you see that Lot, he's one that eyes are blurry.
他是一个里面非常黑暗的一个人。
In him is darkness.
因为圣经上说，你如果眼睛若嘹亮，浑身就光明。
Because the Bible tells us that when your eyes are bright, then your entire being is bright. And if your eyes are dark, there's darkness, and within you is darkness, and how dark is that darkness?
弟兄姊妹，你在这里为什么说他眼目昏花呢？
Why do we say that his eyes have been blurred?
你看，当他看到约旦和全平原的时候，
Because when he sees that plain up on Jordan，
圣经描述的非常非常的美。
The Bible describes it beautifully，
像耶和华的园子，
Just like the garden of the Lord，
又像埃及，
Also looks like Egypt。
弟兄姊妹，在罗德的眼中，
In the eyes of Lot。
属天的祝福和世界的好处，通通都有。He
wants both blessing of the heavenly blessing and also the good from the world.
他的眼睛看见耶和华的园子，他要的。His
eyes see the garden of the Lord and he wants it.
他也看见了埃及。He
also saw Egypt.
绝对不能放的。Cannot
let go.
所以我们今天这晚我们都听过很多这样的见证。我活着的时候就做这个财主。 我到主那里去，我就做拉萨路。
And many would say, you know, witness that, you know, when I'm alive, you know, I will be the rich man. And then when I die, I want to be Lazarus.
弟兄姊妹，我们以为这是笑话。
We thought this is a joke.
弟兄姊妹，这是眼瞎。
This is blindness.
因为眼目如果昏花，就是你眼睛看着两个事物。
Because when your eyes are blurry, you see two things.
你里面的光就黑暗了。
Then within you, it darkens.
你看罗德，他如果我不知道罗德那个时候去不去聚会。I
do not know if Lot gathered for a meeting at that time.
很可能就不聚会了。Maybe
he doesn't.
就算他来聚会。Even if he does. 你发现罗德跟亚伯兰之间没有交通。You
see that there is no fellowship between Lot and Abraham.
因为罗德生命中没有伯特利的记载。
Because in Lot's life, there is no altar at Bethel.
罗德遇见相争的这样的情形，他的原则
When Lot met such conflict, 100% his principles are the principle of this world. And not to lose out. Even though it's relative, that's okay. And elderly, no problem. As long as I grab onto the opportunity. While you let me choose first, right? Well, you think you're so generous.
Shame of you.
Shame on you.
我就抓住机会,
I will grab the opportunity. I'll choose the entire plain of Jordan. And all the greens are mine. And it's like the garden of the Lord. Just like Egypt. That is spiritual and worldly. I want to both grab it in my hand. Why, even if my brother loses out, that is your business. In his life, there is no altar at Bethel.
弟兄姊妹, 一个人生命中没有伯特利的祭坛, 他没有办法进入到基督身体的交通里面。
Brothers and sisters, when one doesn't have this altar at Bethel, that he's unable to enter into the fellowship of the body of Christ. Many times we come to the meetings. We come to an organization activity. We put in a lot of work. We can be zealous. I do not know if this is how you feel. You can come and gather in a meeting for many, many years. But you have never experienced that fullness, that fellowship in the body. Because the world causes men to divide. And the world causes that divide and wall. Because only the cross will take away that barrier.
如果你生命中有了世间的祭坛,
brothers and sisters, in your life there is the altar at Shechem.
你发现这伯特利的祭坛更加宝贵,
and you will see how precious, even more precious is the altar at Bethel.
你不仅享受了看不见的永久的膀臂,
not only that you enjoy that unseen eternal shoulder,
你发现在基督身体里面太奇妙了,
and you realize how amazing it is to be in the body of Christ, how abundant it is to be in the house of God.
有个弟兄他问我说你这次是怎么安排你的讲台的,
this time a brother asked me, how do you arrange your arrange the pulpit of the pulpit?
我没有直接回答他，我想说我今天现在回答他。
I didn't think about how to answer, but I think I'll answer him right now.
因为弟兄姊妹在这里面, 他们的祷告, 他们在神面前的光景, 你会发现神就让我享受在身体里面的丰富。
Because brothers and sisters are praying here, God let me enjoy the fullness that is in the body.
我可以这样做见证, 我在这里至少到目前这四堂下来, 每一堂都不是我原来预先预备的。
They're praying and their fellowship too. And every message, each session, it's not what I have prepared beforehand.
放心, 我真的花了很多时间祷告。
Rest assured, I spent a lot of time in prayer.
我真的花了很多时间读的。
I spent a lot of time reading.
你们读几遍, 我至少也读那么多遍。
And how many times you read, I read in the same amount.
我真的好好预备了。
I really come prepared.
要误会我。
I really really prepared. Do not misunderstand me. But it's so amazing in the body of Christ. When we come and meet on Friday Bible study, I bear witness here.
我说如果你们不交通, 我真的不知道有什么可交通。
I say, if you do not fellowship, then I do not know what to fellowship either. Because this body is amazing.
弟兄姊妹,你可以想象一个身体,只有这一块有血,其他地方都是冷的。
You can imagine if only one part of body has blood and the rest are cold.
他们整个身体充满了神的灵。
And the whole body is filled with the Spirit of God.
你当然有一个出口的地方, 它就充满了神的灵。
And there is an outflow part that has to be filled with the Spirit of God.
千万不要觉得我生命中可以不要十字架。
Do not think that, you know, in your life you do not need the cross.
你觉得你没有十字架无所谓的。
You feel that, you know, you do not have the cross, that's okay.
你没有十字架就没有那看不见的永久的膀臂。
If you do not have the cross, you do not have that unseen, eternal,
border. 你没有十字架你就不能进入到基督身体奇妙的交通的里面。
Without the cross, you cannot enter into the amazing fellowship of the body of Christ.
我们最多参加组织活动。
At the most, you can just come to a Sunday activity and you have cliques.
Oh,
well, we have so many people. If you have combinations, you know, that's it's a lot. And you send to group chat, you send it to a wrong chat group. We thank the Lord that in all lives, not only is there the altar at Shechem, but also the altar at Bethel. Brothers and sisters, when you have such experience before the Lord, how can you not love the cross?
昨天有人问我说，我怎么会羡慕十字架呢？
Some asked me, how can I desire the cross?
弟兄姊妹，因为我们经历了。
Because we have experienced it.
因为我们看见这十字架太宝贵了。
Because we see how precious this is Christ.
哦，这个十字架带我们进入荣耀基督身体的交通。
Because this cross brings us into the glorious fellowship of the body of Christ.
有很多弟兄姊妹做见证，如果我们自己很多的经文读不懂。 你知道在一起的时候，很奇妙，一下子就亮了。Many
brothers and sisters will bear witness that when alone, you know, when we read and we cannot understand the scripture, when we come together, then it's all bright.
其实这一次若不是跟弟兄姊妹在一起交通，其实很多地方，我发现我从前怎么不像瞎眼的人一样。If
not for this time that I gather with you and have fellowship, then some portions of it, you know, I'm like a blind person.
我读了这么多遍，从来没看见说这伯特利祭坛有两次。
I read so many times I didn't realize that the altar at Bethel there were twice.
读过这么多遍，这么明显，对不对？这两次就两次。
I read so many times, it's so obvious, it's twice.
弟兄姊妹，这给我们看见何等奇妙属灵的原则。
Let us see how amazing this principle, the spiritual principles.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能做罗德。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot be Lot.
我想罗德生命中可能有那个看不见的膀臂。Maybe
Lot in his life there is the unseen shoulder.
罗德生命中蒙神很多的保守。Lot
the Lord has experienced the Lord's keeping.
但是在罗德生命中，他没有伯特利的祭坛。In
Lot's life there is no altar at Bethel.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能做罗德。Brothers
and sisters, we cannot be Lot.
我们不能够。 和这个世界的原则融在一起。We
cannot be all melted into the principles of this world.
我们在神的家中，所有的思想意念还是这个世界的。We
cannot be in the house of God and our mind and our thoughts are still that of the world.
你说罗德有十足的理由瞧不起亚伯拉罕。Lot
has many reasons to look down on Abraham.
你不是。
Aren't you spiritual?
你不是走十字架道路吗?
You're walking the way of the cross.
你在埃及那做的什么事?
What did you do? What have you done in Egypt?
你讲的跟你说的不一样。
What you speak of and what you do is different.
你听过这话吗?
Have you heard this?
你孩子们跟你这么说?
Have your child speak that to you? Spoken that to you?
你这么说，但是你背后做什么?
Daddy, you know, you said all these, but what are you doing behind?
罗德有十足的理由不跟亚伯拉罕聚会。
And of course, Lot has many reasons not together with Abraham. All who want to come to the Lord or go to the mountains, and then who love all these people who are weak. So how pitiful are the people in Sodom? I love the people of the world. Oh, I become the testimony for the Lord. Not like you, just by yourself.
You're
always speaking of the eternal purpose of God. Look at your life. I've been to Egypt with you.
你说谎的时候我就在旁边看着。
And when you lied, I was there with you.
你把你的太太都给舍弃了。
You even forsake your wife.
什么人呢？
Are you still a man?
现在又跟我争。
And you come and argue with me?
神祝福我。
And the Lord blessed me.
把约旦河全凭着赐给我。
And gave me the plains of Jordan.
这就是神与我同在的证据。
And this is the proof that God is with me.
弟兄姊妹，罗德生命中没有伯特利的祭坛。
Brothers and sisters, there is no altar at Bethel in Lot's line.
若不是我割礼从民中拣出。
If you're uncircumcised, to be cut off from his people.
什么时候我们弃绝十字架？
Whenever we reject the cross.
见证上。
Then we have no part in the testament.
虽然我们有十足的理由。
We have many reasons.
虽然我们觉得我们的表现远远超过那些背十字架的人。
And maybe our actions show forth greater than that those who bear the cross.
是的，我们今天愿意走十字架道路。
Indeed, we are willing to walk the way of the cross.
我们承认我们是软弱。
But we admit that we are weak.
我们承认我们真的需要十字架更深的工作。
We admit that we indeed need more work, a deeper work of the cross.
虽然软弱。
Even though we are weak.
我们仍然走在这条道路上。
We're still walking on this way.
因为这是神唯一的道路。
Because this is God's only way.
这是神所命令的道路。
This is the way that God has set before us.
无论所有的人，无论人怎样瞧不起我们。
No matter how man despises.
无论人怎样的抵挡我们。
How men are against us.
既然神定规了这样的道路。
The Lord has set on this way.
我在这条道路上不仅有事件的祭坛。
Not only on this way, I have the altar at Shechem.
我在这条道路上我。同样要有伯特利的祭坛。
I'll also have the altar at Bethel on this path.
我绝不与我的弟兄相争。
I will not have conflict with my brethren.
我绝不让我的弟兄吃亏。
I do not want my brethren to lose out.
因为我今天的原则是十字架的原则。
Because my principle today is the principle of the cross.
我弃绝这世界的原则。
I forsake the principle of this world.
我让世界从我身上滚出去。
I cast out the world from me.
弟兄姊妹，这是亚伯兰的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of Abraham.
就是我们每一个人在神面前的见证。
This is the testimony of each and every one of us before God.
十字架的道路是我们通向神旨意唯一的道路。
The way of the cross is the only way to God's purpose.
只有十字架的道路才能显出神儿子的见证。
Only the principle of the cross can manifest the testimony of the God's Son.
让我们的眼目都被主的荣耀所抓住。
May our eyes be captured by His glory.
被他的意象所抓住。
Be captured by His vision.
这一生都不违背那从天上而来的意象。
That we do not go back on the heavenly vision.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你何等的爱我们。
How you love us.
对，你真的是我们的牧者。
You indeed is our shepherd.
你一步一步地引导我们。
You lead us step by step.
因着你是我们的牧者，我们就必不致缺乏。
Because Lord, you are our shepherd, we shall not want.
你是我们永久的膀臂。
You are forever our eternal arm.
你是我们全足全有全功的神。
You are all sufficient God.
我们愿意投身在你爱的胸怀。
Lord, we come and put ourselves into your bosom.
都跟随你走这条十字架的道路。
Lord, all our lives will follow you to walk on this way of the cross.
让我们宝贝着世间的祭坛。
Lord, we hold precious this altar at Shechem.
宝贝伯特利的祭坛。
We hold precious this altar at Bethel.
让十字架在我们生命中做更深的工作。
That the work of the cross is has to do a deep work in us.
让你自己的旨意通行在我们身上，如同通行在天上一样。
That your will be done on us as it is in heaven.
我们把称颂、赞美都归给你。
We give you all the praise and worship.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.